AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The AP's Ed Donahue reports on the reaction coming in following a call to investigate the leader of the Federal Reserve.
The Justice Department investigation of Fed Chair Jerome Powell is sparking backlash and support for Fed independence. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the president did not direct his Justice Department to investigate.
The president's made it quite clear as Jerome Powell is bad at his job.
The investigation involves the cost to renovate Fed headquarters. Kevin Hassett is the president's economic advisor.
If you think the building costs $20 billion, or $10 billion, do you think at some point that it's appropriate for the federal government to investigate?
President Trump has pushed Powell to be more aggressive, cutting interest rates. Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren says the Fed is known for making decisions based on data.
The gold standard for that kind of monetary policy decision making. And Donald Trump is just burning that to the ground.
Hassett was asked if he is interested in Powell's job.
Yes, of course.
Powell's term as chair ends in 4 months. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Democratic Senator Mark Kelly has sued the Pentagon, claiming the Trump administration trampled on his constitutional rights to free speech. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports Kelly is seeking to block his censure from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth.
Kelly is a former U.S. Navy pilot who retired as a captain. On January 5th, Hegseth says he censured Kelly over his participation in a video with five other Democratic lawmakers.
You can refuse illegal orders.
The video was released as the Pentagon began bombing suspected drug smuggling boats in the waters near Venezuela.
President Trump says Iran wants to negotiate with the U.S. after his threat to strike the country over its crackdown on protesters. This is AP News. A top golf star is returning to the PGA Tour after defecting to the sport's most controversial tour.
Brooks Koepka is back on the PGA Tour 5 weeks after leaving LIV Golf. The tour has informed players that Koepka will be allowed to return with a stiff financial penalty. He's agreed to a $5 million charity donation. He also will have no access to the PGA Tour's equity program for 5 years and cannot get FedEx Cup bonus money in 2026. Koepka plans to return at Torrey Pines in 2 weeks. The program is only available to John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau, and Cameron Smith. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
TikTok has been picked by FIFA as the first preferred platform for video content on social media at the Men's World Cup. FIFA says the World Cup tie-in will see creators get special access at the 48-nation tournament. More news available at apnews.com. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.